Iran's president points out that Iran backs African drive for progress. Iran and UAE determined to promote bilateral ties. South Korea resumes Iran's LNG imports after an 8-month break. UN chief condemns use of chemical weapons by foreign-backed militants in Syria as a heinous crime. Bomb blasts make another bloody day across Iraq. And at least 2 people are dead, scores are injured in 2 explosions in Boston, USA. In the name of God, the compassion of the merciful, hello everyone and welcome to this edition of Iran in English News with me, Niyot Chitsas. Iran's President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad wrapped up his visit to African country of Benin on the first leg of his 3-nation tour of African countries and arrived in Niger on Monday. Speaking to reporters in a joint news conference at the end of his visit to Benin, Ahmadinejad said, "Iranians will stand by African nations and the popular movement towards progress." He said Tehran was ready to share its experiences with all friendly states. The Iranian president pointed out that Iran's cooperation with African countries benefits international peace and security and all humanity, and it is not against anyone. Ahmadinejad added that Iran and African countries would cooperate to promote world peace. For his part, Benin's president Thomas Yai Bono assessed as positive the talks with his Iranian counterpart. Bono said, "The two countries reached agreements in favor of their nations." He expressed hope for stronger bilateral cooperation, particularly in energy fields. Ahmadinejad left Tehran for a 3-day tour of Africa on Sunday at the head of a high-ranking delegation. The visit is made upon invitations by the presidents of Benin, Niger, and Ghana. Meantime, Iran's President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad has extended his congratulations to Venezuelan new president Nicolas Maduro over his victory in the presidential elections. In his message to Maduro, Ahmadinejad said, "This great victory is another seal of approval on the successful leadership of justice, freedom, and independence-seeking of Latin American leaders, namely the late President Hugo Chavez in Venezuela." Ahmadinejad added that Venezuelans once again asserted the importance of continuing the Bolivarian Revolution and emphasized on historical demands of all justice-seeking nations in the world for continued social, economic, scientific, and cultural developments in order to establish independent countries by relying on national potential. The Iranian president stated that Maduro's election has great significance in establishing a new world order, considering Venezuela's effective position among independent nations in their freedom-seeking movement. Venezuela's electoral authority has declared Nicolas Maduro the winner of the presidential elections over his rival Enrique Capriles, who has refused to concede defeat. The National Electoral Council said the ballots had been counted and the results were irreversible. The council also asked the people and the opposition to respect the outcome of the polls. Meantime, Maduro said he had won a just, legal, and constitutional victory. He added that he was open to an audit. However, Capriles stated that he did not recognize the official results, saying Maduro had lost the election. Capriles also alleged voting irregularities and demanded a vote recount. Handpicked by Venezuela's late president Hugo Chavez to be his successor, Maduro has promised to continue the socialist policies of the former leader, who lost a 2-year battle with cancer on March 5. Iran's interior minister says Iranian and UAE officials are determined to further promote mutual cooperation. Mustafa Mohammad Najjar made a remark in a meeting with Deputy Prime Minister of the United Arab Emirates and Minister for Presidential Affairs Mansour bin Zayed Al Nahyan. During the meeting, Mohammad Najjar underlined the need to strengthen bilateral relationships. Referring to the commonalities between the two countries, he said, "Tehran-Abu Dhabi ties are strategic and improving." The Iranian minister also noted that regional security is a general concept and it should be established in cooperation with all regional states. Rejecting the presence of foreign forces in the region, he said, "Development and progress is contingent upon regional security." While I'm not sure to further stress that if there exists any kind of disputes, they should be resolved through talks. Development of security cooperation, fighting drug trafficking, organized crimes, and kidnapping were among the topics discussed during the meeting. Iran's Deputy Oil Minister Ali Rezazi Rami says the Islamic Republic is expected to export 30 million liters of gasoline per day by 2015, despite the illegal U.S.-led sanctions against the country. Zeghami, who is also the managing director of the National Iranian Oil Refining and Distribution Company, said on Monday that Iran's gasoline production will hit 70 million liters per day by the end of the current Iranian year on March 20, 2014. The Iranian official noted that before the implementation of refining projects, Iran's gasoline production capacity stood at 41.5 million liters per day, which will increase to 70 million liters by March 2014. Zeghami further pointed out that upon the completion of all Iranian refining projects, the country's gasoline output will rise to 144 million liters per day. Last month, Iran inaugurated its biggest gasoline production hub with a capacity of 16 million liters per day near the central city of Shahzand. Meantime, South Korea has resumed its liquid natural gas LNG imports from Iran after an 8-month break due to EU sanctions. South Korea imported 72,750 tons of LNG from Iran in March. The data showed that Iran shipped 132,000 barrels per day of oil to South Korea, the world's fifth largest oil importer in March. The resumption of imports comes after a Franco-Korean petrochemical company revived in January a contract to resume buying Iranian oil in defiance of Western sanctions against the Islamic Republic. Samsung Total Petrochemical Company needs condensate to feed its plant in the port city of Daesan. Samsung Total, a joint venture between South Korea's Samsung Group and France's energy giant Total, experienced a sharp 90% fall in operating costs in the second quarter of 2012 after it stopped importing Iranian oil due to illegal sanctions. Now, Secretary General of the United Nations Ban Ki-moon has condemned the use of chemical weapons by foreign-backed militants in Syria as a heinous crime. A response to an earlier letter by Iranian Foreign Minister Ali Akbar Salehi, Ban reiterated that the use of chemical weapons is a heinous and unacceptable crime. The UN chief noted that the investigations are aimed at finding facts about the alleged use of chemical weapons in Syria. He added that the investigations would reflect a strong message in support of international standards and prohibition of chemical weapons. In a letter to the UN chief on March 26, the Iranian foreign minister called on Ban to dispatch an investigation team to probe the use of chemical weapons in Syria. Salehi had said the terrorist act represents a major threat to international peace and security and is an open violation of global norms, particularly the Chemical Weapons Convention. And this is just in. At least two people are dead and 28, according to the police, while the hospital sources say 48 and the media say over 100 people have been injured in two explosions near the Boston Marathon finish line. The two explosions happened within seconds of each other. According to local media, the first explosion took place near a sports store, while seconds after, the second explosion went off near a viewing stand and sidewalk. The reason behind the blasts is still unclear. Local police, fire and bomb squad have arrived at the scene. U.S. police said it found other explosive devices in Boston. The police also stepped up security in Boston's hotels.